And you never know who's gonna pop on the old morning show. Very pleased to be joined on the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline by Michael Camilleri of the Calgary Flames. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you, man?
Doing fine, pal. How was your summer?
It's been good. You know, it's wrapping up quickly, and they seem to go faster and faster, but it's been a great summer for me.
I see you doing commercial shoots. I see on the internet you've got some more jewelry as you got married. It's been a busy congratulations all around, buddy.
Yeah, no, we had a fun wedding, and we're very fortunate to be joined by some family and friends, and it was a great time, and a lot of fun. The commercial was also fun. It was Adidas. You know, I've been proud to endorse that line for a little while, the training line with Adidas, and we did a cool, fun commercial. It was different than, I think, your regular training commercials, and we tried to have a little bit of fun with it. Hopefully people liked it.
So is it a big wedding? I know the food would be off the charts. That goes without saying, knowing a little bit about you. But was this a smaller to do, or did you blow the doors off?
We tried to go small, which, and my wife is of Italian descent, and I'm half, and so when small, I guess, is a relative term when you talk about an Italian wedding. But we had about 250 people, which for us was really, really small, and we probably could have had a lot more.
Well, what a difference a year makes. I know probably a year ago right now you would have been in Toronto or in New York City standing in front on a podium in front of a backdrop talking about escrow and all this kind of nonsense. How great is it, and how different has your summer been this year compared to last?
Yeah, you know, it seems like a distant memory, which is a good thing, because it was no fun doing that. Lot better this year, just back to being a hockey player and doing what we love to do the most. And so it's been good. It's been, you know, you're able to just focus on training and getting ready and trying to be ready physically and get your skill set to where you want it to come into the season. So that's been what I've been doing. And that, between that and family and a wedding, that's pretty much been the summer.
Yeah, that will do it.
Yeah, that's it.
Mike Camilleri of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The season, albeit, I mean, it was a disappointing one, obviously, for the Flames, and the way things kind of shook down. Do you have, I mean, right now in the summer, everyone's positive and upbeat, but at the same time, it's not that far removed that you can remember that there were some long days and long nights at the Dome. How would you best describe your experience from last season?
I'd rather, I guess, you just learn from last season and move forward. I mean, last season was a little bit of a little bit different. I think the obvious Jerome trade and the things that took place, it was for the franchise as a whole a different kind of season. So, I mean, moving forward, I know, like you said, everybody's positive and optimistic, and that's a good thing. You know, that's how we should live our lives. And I'm the same way. I'm excited about this year. I think that we can be realists. We don't have a, you know, maybe the lineup that on paper that we had when I first came to the Flames, what was it, 4 years ago, and you got a lot of firepower and kind of big-name veteran players. But there's also teams in this league that have had a lot of success playing a very solid team game, really, really all everyone buying into the same thing and playing that way. And so that's how we're going to do it. And I look forward to that. I think there's a lot of joy in that. I think maybe one thing for Calgary fans out there that you might not know about our group is there is a group of guys on this team that really enjoy each other. We really enjoy the camaraderie, really enjoy and respect what each other brings as far as people and teammates. And there's a group of that going on, and hopefully we can build off that and turn that into us playing a style that allows us to be competitive and win games and win more games than people expect us to.
I know it was a couple years ago, and Brent Sutter to this day still is a firm belief that some of the most exciting and entertaining and some of the best hockey that team played, now again, it feels like ancient history, but was when there were a number of injuries and young players came in, and it was maybe, I don't even know if you were on the team at the time, and I guess what I'm saying is don't underestimate the value of youth and the exuberance of having young players that have been untested, that are dying to get into the National Hockey League, or that have had a taste and now want to be that full-time player. And it can be rejuvenating to veterans, and it can be infectious in a locker room, can it?
I couldn't agree more. I think that, you know, it makes me think of, I talk to my dad a lot about my game because he knows it so well and watches me so often and has a great feel for it. And one of the things he says to me sometimes during the season is just like, try and get that rookie mentality back, kind of that way you used to play when you were a rookie. And not in the sense that, you know, obviously when you play a little bit more, you learn how to try and be more effective out there and you're a better player now than you were then. But there's a sense of desperation in your game. There's a sense of energy, excitement in your game as a young guy, and it's important as a veteran player to try and keep a nice balance of that. And so having those guys play, and I think the mix of having that with the right veterans who are going to provide the proper structure and example, then, you know, yeah, it's that's what it's about. That's what building a team is about. That's what being a teammate and being a team is all about. And then hopefully the results end up being, I guess, the result.
Yeah. Mike Camilleri of the Calgary Flames is our guest. And the results, I think we can all probably sit here and be of, I mean, we can all look each other in the face and be of the expectation that the losses may well outnumber the wins. But it's about the process. And I know it's a different thing for you, Mike, because, you know, this is a rebuild. It's officially now a rebuild. And you're now a veteran player going into the final year of his contract. In the final year, guys want to put up great numbers and they want to have career seasons to get that next payday. And it might be difficult. Well, who knows? Maybe it'll be easier for you to do that because of the team you might have around you. But I'm just wondering about your want and desire to be that veteran, to be the sounding board. Because now when us media come into that locker room after the game, there is no Jerome. There's no Alex Tanguay. It's now basically you and Giordano in a lot of ways that are the faces of this franchise. Are you, I mean, obviously you're comfortable with that. You're good at talking with the media and all of that. But are you prepared for what this season could be like and how difficult it might be and challenging at times?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't thought about it in all those contexts. I know the role I'm in, and I'm comfortable with that and happy with that. I think for me personally, I'm at a point in my career where you learn as you go, and you learn kind of more about yourself, more about the game of hockey. I really appreciate playing the game. I really appreciate being a teammate and being part of something. And so for me, there's only so much control you have as a player, and really all I can do is, this might sound somewhat cliche, I don't mean it to, but really all I can do is try and prepare the best I can, be the best player I can, be the best teammate I can, provide the best leadership I can to whatever young guys we have, and whatever happens from that, you know, whether it's contractual or whatever responsibility, these are things that really aren't in my control. Those are things that will happen and unfold, and I'm really not going to concern myself with them. And so that's how I look at it. That's how I go into it, and that's the way I enjoy playing the game. So that's who I will be always, and that's who I will be this season and for the rest of my playing career.
And you're a parent now as well. And it's different, and it's, you know, you're a young parent, but I know as having kids, it's kind of the same mentality. It does no one any good to sulk or to pout or to pack it in. And I guess when you look at it, it's like, yeah, if I want to hit free agency, or if I'm going to re-sign, or if I'm going to get traded, or if I'm going to have a great season, none of that is going to happen if I'm down in the mouth and not playing my best. The best case scenario for the team, for your teammates, and for yourself is to come out and go balls out and be positive about everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you talk about having a child, and yeah, my daughter's turned two now, so it definitely adds perspective, and but yeah, no, I mean, there's really no other way to do it. I mean, and at the end of the day, there's not really all that much to talk about. I mean, you're playing, you're living a dream come true, playing hockey in the National Hockey League every night, and it's a fantastic way to live. And so, I only know one way to do that, and that's to fulfill it to the best of my ability. You know, we have a finite amount of years we get to do this, and so. You know, I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. And furthermore, this conversation has almost gotten into a gloomy point. Like, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. Like, you could be part of something. You know, we could bond together as a group and come out and win more games. And, you know, you said earlier, maybe there's more loss than wins. Well, I'm not going into the season thinking that way. And I guarantee you that Bob Hartley's not going into the season thinking that way. And I guarantee you that no one in our locker room is going to be going into the season thinking that way. We're going to lace it up to try and win every single night. And so, you never know. I mean, you know, there's examples out there. If you look at the team like the Nashville Predators, they seem to be competitive every year and make the playoffs and make a push and win rounds and have a chance to compete and generally do it by playing a solid team game without maybe the paper roster that people would think. So, you know, it's exciting. I'm excited to go to camp. I'm excited to get to work with my teammates.
Mike Camilleri, the Calgary Flames, our guest on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It'll have a different feel, though, won't it? And I know that with no Jerome, and I we're all in the same boat, I think, at least in terms of the media, that everything reaches its expiration date, and I think maybe it was a little past expiration, and Jerome's happy, and the team's happy, and we all move on. But with no Kipper and no Jerome, it'll have a, especially for you, you're in that room every day. It's going to take a while, won't it?
I don't know. You know, I guess it's the changing of the guards a little bit that way. I think those guys' personalities make it easier, actually, for the transition. I think they're not they were the type of guys that were very good teammates, were very good friends, were, you know, great people to be around. So they left an example that maybe it's easier for other people to follow in. And so, you know, I don't know whether it'll take a while or not and what kind of identity we may or may not have. And I you know, those are answers that remain to be seen, and that's too speculative for me.
Sure.
To figure out. You know, let's just go play. Let's just go play hockey.
Have you spent an amount of time to look at what the divisions looked like with the realignment and the travel and who you're going to face on a regular basis? It's going to be a lot of, all of a sudden, the LA Kings, and you're going to see those California teams a lot more.
Well, it really sucks that we have to spend all these days in California.
It really
in the
does.
Time.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
hear
I mean, I had to get a linen jacket. I mean, this is just a terrible thing.
Yes.
So, no, I haven't spent too much time doing it, except I'm just last season was very taxing with the condensed schedule and playing in Alberta, where we play at altitude in Calgary, and we travel quite a bit and change time zones quite often. It's to me the most challenging part of our job is that balance of energy and time with family and time training. And and so last year was really, really difficult. And so I'm just excited about a full season where you actually have a day or two in between games once in a while, take care of yourself and prepare for the next game. Having said that, it is an Olympic year, so it'll still be a little more condensed than usual years.
Well, it's good to talk to you, man. I appreciate you calling in. We are looking forward to camp, and it's going to be here before you know it. Have you kind of mapped out how many weeks you got left and the things you need to accomplish in that time?
100%. Actually, I'm up in Toronto right now. We're having the BioSteel training camp this week with a bunch of NHLers from all over, so people can check out those YouTube clips and see us training. That'll be fun to watch. And then we would normally get out to Calgary right after this, but I'm going to be in going to New York for the NHL media tour representing the Flames in early September. So for us, it's going to be kind of last minute, get in and get ready for camp. So it's been a little bit of mapping out schedule-wise, but we're excited to get back out to our home in Calgary and get underway.
You got any more pranks for Biz Nasty at that BioSteel camp this year?
We'll see what's under our sleeve. I just walked in. This is the first day, and he's here. So I'm worried. I got my guard up. I'm sure that something's coming back at me this year. So we have a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of fun. It's a good camp. So, yeah, we'll have fun with it.
Thanks, Mike. Looking forward to seeing you soon, all right? Have a good rest of your summer.
Good talking to you, man.